Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is Adam Paulus. I've been on assignment and then I got sick and I lost my voice. So we missed a couple of weeks, but I'm back now and we're going to talk about movies and toys and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's try our best to pick up where we left off with movies. Last weekend at the box office, The Possession was number one with $17.7 million, followed at number two by Lawless with $10 million. The Expendables 2 with $9 million, The Bourne Legacy, $7.2 million, and Paranorman with $6.6 million. New this week, you can see The Light of Day, The Words, The Inbetweeners, and other limited releases you probably aren't going to see because it's September. I went and saw Sleepwalk with Me last week, which was great, but it's playing in like 20 theaters at a time, so odds aren't good for you, but if it's playing in a theater near you, I'd say it's worth seeing. In the news, Rotten Tomatoes is reporting Avi Arad is coming on as a producer for a Metal Gear Solid movie, which could be interesting if it happens. It's based on a hit video game series that basically rebooted itself in the late 1990s and has since become the stuff of legends. It's pretty good. Entertainment Weekly is saying another Wonder Woman TV show is in development, this time for the CW. Jim Carrey got cast in Kick-Ass 2. A Christmas Story 2 is apparently coming out, and a trailer is making the rounds. Don't watch it, you'll shoot your eye out. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will be back on FX on October 11th. And I'm trying to think if there's anything particularly interesting else. That's what I got in my notes right now, so let's move on to the next segment. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Thousands of things are on sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for our summer clearance sale, and as you may have guessed, summer's about over because it's after Labor Day, so this sale is going to end on Tuesday night. We have over 1,000 items on sale at some of our lowest prices ever. Statues, busts, action figures, and much, much more. That's because we've got a lot of items. So rather than line list all 1,000 items here, I recommend going to sale.entertainmentearth.com before Tuesday and getting the best deals while you can, because these deals end Tuesday. I think that's good. Anyway, let's continue. In toy news, we've added a lot of new items to the website, and I wanted to get a Star Wars Celebration episode in, but my voice was shot, and I'm getting over whatever it is I had, apparently bronchitis, so I'm going to keep this short. Star Wars Celebration didn't have a lot of new toys on display. If you went to their panel, you got to see pictures of new figures, including Mara Jade, Biggs Darklighter, Ceremonial Luke Skywalker. A lot of figures are updates of previously released figures with some improvements. Each one includes a Build-A-Droid piece, because that's what's coming back next year when vintage goes away. And there weren't a heck of a lot of new items shown, although there were a lot of expectations, and frankly, I still think there might be other items showing up between now and the end of the year. We also got to see 5 all-new mold vehicles, which I was lucky enough to get to play with. There are new mini-rigs and new mid-size starfighter vehicles. New mini-rigs include a small Jedi starfighter just for Yoda, which includes a booster seat, and a removable astromech dome, so you can pop the head off and switch it with any Build-A-Droid dome you want, which is pretty cool. It has pop-out wings, firing cannons. There's also a MTT droid attack fighter, which plugs into the back of the giant MTT vehicle, which we have available right now. It's sort of like the AST-5 if you're really old and remember the old Kenner mini-rigs, and it looks kind of like a battle droid head with wings coming out of it. It's pretty nice. The new midsize vehicles are a little bit smaller. Hasbro said due to a variety of factors, costs being the main one, they're going to make new small size big vehicles, if that makes sense. Basically, Jedi Starfighters and TIE Fighters and all of them used to be about $20, and creeping costs have pushed them to $25 to $30. This is an effort to get them back down to $20. So there's going to be all new molds for the Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi Starfighter, Jango Fett Slave 1, and for some reason, the Republic fighter tank for Attack of the Clones. These new vehicles are still pretty big, but they're not huge. I mean, the Jedi Starfighters scaled down to the point where they scaled down the R4 astromech dome a little bit so it looks right, and they cut out a lot of excess plastic, so these things are a lot lighter. They still feel sturdy and durable, and to be honest with you, I think they're less likely to fall to pieces than some of their predecessors. It seems like they're going to be stronger toys, but there's less gimmickry in there. So your Jedi Starfighter, you can put Obi-Wan in there and rotate the dome, and there's a firing rocket, and there's landing gear, and that's it. But it looks really cool, and it feels more like a vintage Kenner toy than it does a modern toy, which to me is a step in the right direction because I want something I can futz around with. The Jango Fett Slave 1 seats one figure, And the funny thing is, when people looked at it, they're like, there's no way you can fit a figure in there. Yeah, you can fit a figure in there. We had some clone troopers around the booth, and I grabbed one and stuck it in there, and it fits great. The deco is really good. All the vehicles are mostly painted. There's a small sticker sheet in there, which was not applied when I looked at it, but looking at the vehicles, there was so much paint, I didn't think it really needs stickers. Looks good. Django Slave 1 has moving wings. They're really sturdy. I mean, if you had the 2002 or 2010 Django Slave 1, you might know that the struts on the wings kind of pop off easily. This one doesn't. It was really well designed. And there's a firing rocket, and that's about it. There's no carbonite storage or anything like that. So I don't know if they're going to reuse it for Boba Fett in the future, but they might. Who knows? And the third vehicle is the fighter tank, which at first glance looks exactly like the one you have already. But upon closer observation, it's much lighter. It's a little bit smaller. There are no rolling wheels this time. And they cut out a lot of plastic out of the bottom, so it doesn't feel as... I don't want to say solid, because that's not right, but it doesn't feel... It's not bulky either. But it still has firing rockets, and you can put two figures in there instead of three. The little pegs on the hull are still there, so you can have battle droids standing on it, or clone troopers, whatever you like. It's in red. And to be honest with you, if I took a picture of it, and I took another picture of the one that came out a couple of years ago, and did not put them directly side by side in each individual photograph, you'd probably assume it was the same toy. The Jedi Starfighter looks really cool, and I would say even looks better than the original. Django Slave 1 is unmistakably a different looking vehicle. It's smaller, but it still looks great. The deco is fantastic. The tank, it's a tank. And let's move on. Ah, we added a bunch of revised photography on hundreds of items in the last couple of weeks, including some plush TED toys. Be sure to take a look at these. Also, the R-rated 24-inch TED plush is crazy popular. I suggest pre-ordering if you haven't already, just because the demand on this item is a lot higher than you expect for a teddy bear. I'm not allowed to say much more than that, but let's just say, if you want one, order one. Which I guess you would normally do anyway, but seriously, if you want one, pre-order one. We also added some new Doctor Who journals and a couple of new Biff Bang Pow items. Honestly, hundreds of other items, anime statues, new DC and Marvel collectible statues. We added just a ton of stuff, but I'm declaring new product bankruptcy because I need to be able to not lose my voice again, so I'm going to stop there. Thank you for listening, everyone. Follow me on Twitter for more updates at twitter.com/entearth. Don't forget to go to sale.entertainmentearth.com every week for our new offers. We are going to announce a new Star Wars exclusive next week. So by this time next week, I will have a new Star Wars exclusive to talk about to you. You might have already seen it. It's made the rounds. Photographs of it are online, but I don't think it's been formally announced who's going to have it or pre-orders are up. So on Wednesday next week, go to entertainmentearth.com for a new Star Wars exclusive, which you can order and will be out at some point in the near future. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot, maybe because I had a hand in its development, but maybe not. Maybe. But anyway, you'll want to check that out. So don't forget, check out entertainmentearth.com on Wednesday for a new sale and a new exclusive announcement. And if you don't look, you will be sad, I think, because I like the item a lot. Anyway, see you next time. Stay tuned for our next exciting episode. Bye-bye.